Thursday, October 10th, 2019, for KDDR News, I'm Ace Sauerwein. A number of after-school activities have been canceled at Oaks High School, and they include the junior high football game at Lemoore, the cross-country meet at Cooperstown, and fifth grade girls basketball practice is canceled as well. Varsity football will practice in the gym, and sixth grade girls basketball will practice at the Armory. Over at Ellendale, all after-school activities have been canceled for tonight. If you have any closings or delays to report to the people, you can email us at weather@newsdakota.com. A new study shows that the lack of access to broadband in rural areas has taken a significant toll on farmers and the economy. The study was commissioned by the United Soybean Board, and what they found was 60% of U.S. farmers say they do not have enough connectivity to run their businesses. The survey also found 78% of farmers do not have a choice in internet service providers, and 60% of farmers say their service is too slow and often rely on cell signals. The driver of a vehicle that struck and killed a woman in Mandan is charged with felony negligent homicide. 74-year-old Jean Mosbrucker is accused of striking 79-year-old Shirley Lee last month in the parking lot of an apartment building. A court affidavit says a witness told police Mosbrucker was backing up when his Suburban struck Lee and knocked her down with one wheel rolling on top of her. North Dakota's insurance commissioner says he's running for re-election. Republican John Gottfried has scheduled news conferences next week to formally announce his campaign. He was elected to the position in November of 2016, defeating Ruth Buffalo by a 2-1 margin. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.